miles per hour. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're going to be talking about the things that are going on. And Joel always brings us a story behind the story, an analysis of what is taking place in our society that you won't hear elsewhere. So, Joel, thank you so very much for being with us again, and where do we start today?
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Stan. We'll start with the main story for today's World Affairs Brief, the battle for control of the Republican Party. Actually, there's no doubt who controls the Republican Party, but it's not K Street lobbyists, as Examiner columnist Timothy Carney claims. These powerful and wealthy lobbyists work for, indirectly, the powers that be that do control both Republicans and Democrats. The real battle for control, if there is anything, is for control of the Tea Party Rebellion that is set up in opposition to the mainstream Republican control of the party. Establishment Republican leaders like Newt Gingrich and Michael Steele continue to promote false conservative candidates with big money backing, hoping to convince Tea Party supporters that only, quote, moderate Republicans can win in November. But sadly, uncompromising and hardline candidates have won only a few races in this primary season, while the mainstreamers have generally succeeded in winning most of them. Big wins by the Tea Party hardliners were three primary ones: Rand Paul's victory over Tim Grayson in Kentucky for the Senate race, Joe Miller's slim defeat of Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, and that went down a lot of it because of her wishy-washy views on abortion. She actually is pro-choice, but was playing, you know, the moderate role, but wasn't enough to sway voters who overwhelmingly passed an initiative about parental consent required for abortions for minors. And then there was the ouster of mainstream Senator Robert Bennett in the Utah primary. So in terms of big Senate races, those were the big three where we won. There was also the nomination of anti-global warming scientist Art Robinson in Oregon to challenge Democrat Peter DeFazio. That's a big win for constitutional conservatives, and he would be a great addition to the Congress. However, there were some big wins for the establishment. The primary one was the renomination of Senator John McCain in Arizona. There was the Texas defeat of up-and-coming Deborah Medina by Governor Rick Perry, who's played all over the map in terms of, even playing up to the secessionists by talking about Texas seceding from the Union. I mean, as an establishment candidate, that's the furthest thing from his mind. But that shows how far people like he and McCain will go in order to change their positions to get the vote, and then they go on as business as usual. We had mainstream Republicans Meg Whitman and Carly Fiorini win over their respective conservative challengers for the Republican congressional primaries in California. One of them was the Senate primary. And in most of the smaller races, mainstream but fairly conservative Republicans won as well. But, even though they're conservative, there's something that we look for in the constitutional conservative movement, and that is people who will absolutely be true to their word and true to the Constitution without compromise, and those are very few and far between. There were a few outright conservative frauds that were foisted upon the electorate. One was Ben Quayle in Phoenix. He's the lackluster son of former Vice President Dan Quayle. He was caught having a pornographic blog on the website, which he denied, but it's been proven. So this is a squirrely individual. But anyway, you look at it, he was funded by former President George H.W. Bush and his entire entourage of establishment people in Washington. That's the K Street crowd. K Street in Washington, D.C. is, by the way, where most of the big lobbying firms have their offices, and that's why it's called the Lobbying Street. But despite the fact that most Tea Party candidates failed to win in Republican primaries, the movement is still a huge force to be reckoned with because of its size and uncompromising demeanor. Nothing was more exemplary of this than the huge rally organized by Fox News commentator Glenn Beck in Washington, D.C. this past week, which drew an estimated 800,000 people. Of course, the media played its usual role as a saboteur and downplayer. They grossly underestimated the crowds in attendance, some of them talking about a few thousand, others saying 100,000. I mean, this was deliberate underestimating of this. They also gave excessive play to the objections of black civil rights leaders who were incensed that Beck grabbed their spot on the Washington Mall before they could, to celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. But the media was fairly successful in their barrage of attacks on Beck, of getting him to claim that he was going to have no political issues on the rally. He was forced to downplay his rhetoric. They made him discourage any banners. They billed the event as a moral and religious rally honoring our troops. Well, honoring our troops is always a safe motherhood and apple pie thing that everybody uses. I find no honor in that, frankly. We have some good troops and we have a lot of bad troops, and worst of all, we've got a government who's sending our military into harm's way for anything other than our national interests. So the rally lost some of its fire in these compromises and these battles with the media, but it made up for it by appealing to an ecumenical spirit of cooperation, in my opinion, among the various conservative religious factions, which is badly needed, frankly. The establishment is in the middle of a powerful campaign to co-opt the Tea Party movement, so it behooves us to understand how they intend to do this. First, they intend to use the power of money to make sure the real conservatives are denied funding, and the controlled conservatives have a lot of funding, so much so that they don't dare risk offending their backers, and that's how a lot of it is controlled. As I get into this brief more, we'll talk about how they controlled Sarah Palin through getting her used to big funding. But let me first comment on Tim Carty's piece in the Examiner for its interesting analysis of the role of the well-heeled lobbyist in the Republican Party. He says that Bob Dole, once the standard bearer of the Republican Party, parlayed his political clout into personal wealth. And this, of course, only happens to lawmakers who play along with the powers that be during their tenure. Not everyone gets out of Congress and goes to work for a lobbying firm.
Hold up. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen as we analyze what's really going on behind the scenes.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan, our guest Joel Skousen, and Joel, pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about Tim Carney's excellent piece in The Examiner about the role of the K Street lobbyists and their revolving door with big wheel Republicans who get out of Congress and go to work for lobbyists at six-figure salaries and sometimes for millions. So Bob Dole is one of the biggest mainstream players who has really, you know, he played hardball in terms of keeping conservatives under his cloak and discouraging them from going against the establishment policies. Dole is now a lobbyist at Alston Bird, who contributed $1,000 on August 11th to the independent Senate campaign of Charlie Crist, who left the GOP in April. And Carney says Dole's case may be extreme because he's actually backing a non-Republican. And my comment is this is actually a reflection of the fact that Dole is on the globalist team, and they'll support fellow liberals like Crist even after they've been forced out of the party when their masquerade fails. I mean, this is the same thing with Lieberman leaving going independent, and all of the globalist money followed him. It's the same thing that happened in Israel, for example, when Sharon left the Likud party because his policies were too liberal for them and formed the Kadima party. They really don't care what party. Thereafter, the supporting the globalists support people who will do their bidding. And so Charlie Crist, if he's supported by Bob Dole, you know he's on the wrong side of the fence. And, of course, we know a lot more about Charlie Crist, his secret homosexual leanings, defense of that, perversion in our society. He's a, wolf in sheep's clothing that Florida will do good to get rid of. But they're, of course, trying to split the vote to make sure that either a Democrat or Charlie Crist gets in, and they may well succeed. We'll see. The current GOP fault line is not exactly conservatives versus moderate or new guard versus old guard, says Carney. For 2010, the rivalry is the Tea Party wing against the K Party wing. What he's calling the K Party wing, I call the mainstream Republican wing, because it's not just a matter of catering to lobbyists and big money. It's a globalist connection, and they have always controlled the mainstream wing, which is, and the leadership of the Republican Party. The head of the Republican National Committee is always a globalist or someone under their control. He says to tell which kind of Republican a candidate is, to watch how the Democrats attack him. If he's branded a shill for Wall Street, he's from K Street. If he's labeled as extremist outside the mainstream, he's a Tea Partier, and that's pretty accurate. They always try to get the most true individuals labeled as extremists, and so that's becoming a badge of honor now for people in the Tea Party who are in the know. More tellingly, study their campaign contributions, and I say yes to that. K Street Republicans' coffers are filled by the political action committees of defense contractors, drug companies, lobbying firms, and Wall Street banks. And even, as we spoke yesterday on your show, even casino organizations. It doesn't matter if they're conservative Mormons like Republican Senators Hatch and Bennett in Utah. They still get the donations from the casinos in Atlantic City and Utah. Why should that be? They don't gamble. Their people don't gamble. They're out of state. And that's because they are on the approved list of centrist Republicans that the establishment knows that they can manipulate. A Tea Party Republican is funded by the Club for Growth or the Senate Conservatives Fund, which is run by Republicans' least favorite colleague, Jim DeMint. Well, and I object to this. I mean, this is a mainstream news article being written, and the true Tea Party candidates are supported almost exclusively from small contributions from individuals, not from the Club for Growth or even Jim DeMint's Senate Conservatives Fund, which is a fairly small fund. There are no big funds that contribute to the Tea Party candidates. In Colorado Senate primary last week, the Tea Party did trump K Street as Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck upset former Lieutenant Governor Jane Norton. Norton herself was a former lobbyist who tried to run from that background and raised $300,000 from PACs. Buck got only $2,500 in PAC cash, but he got zero report from the Republican lawmakers, but he still won because there was a rebellion against an establishment person like Jane Norton coming in to try to get the governorship. Two senators who have cashed out to K Street are Mel Martinez and Trent Lott. They also put their money behind Norton, all mainstream insiders. Well, Kentucky shows even a starker contrast. Before the May 18th Senate primary, Secretary of State and McConnell acolyte Trey Grayson had raised $500,000 from PACs, 20 times the money that upstart Rand Paul got. Paul got a check from outgoing Senator Jim Bunning, but 18 Republican senators bankrolled Grayson's campaign, plus the Republican Mainstream Partnership Fund and three top House Republicans. Grayson pocketed political action committee cash from businesses that have sided more with Obama than with Republicans. And isn't that interesting? One thing that I learned from studying the funding of these establishment senators, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, it's the same companies giving to both sides of the aisle. Now, that tells you that the money-powered, are controlling both parties. A drug maker, Pfizer, a key chairman of Obamacare, gave to the Republican side. They're trying to control the outcome of both sides because they know that there's going to be a backlash against Obamacare, and they want to make sure that the drugs continue to get favored treatment in any compromise that comes out. Bailout bandits like the American Bankers Association and the Managed Fund Association-backed Republicans. Obamacare backers like the American Hospital Association and a dozen drug companies, including even ethanol baron Archer's Daniel Midland. There's a real globalist company, Stan. And even cap-and-trade profiteers like Duke Energy and government contractors like Chubb and Northrop Grumman all gave money to Grayson, and he lost.
Well, it is true, and I believe both political parties are controlled by the same people, and they make mockery of this concept of a representative government. But go right ahead.
Well, Carney says at the end, he says, the main distinction between Trent Lott and Jim DeMint, might have less to do with policy platforms and more to do with the politicians' attitude toward Washington's nexus of power and money. Now, that's the most important statement of his whole piece, is that it really isn't a matter of money. It has to do with who's in the saddle of power, and the Tea Party is against that power struggle. That's the key issue, whether or not a candidate is owned by the establishment. If he is, Tea Party supporters don't trust them, no matter how conservative they claim to be. One only need to view John McCain's complete reversal of position on illegal immigration to see how essential it is not to believe in what they say, but to watch who's behind them and what their actual actions are when they're in office.
But you know, the problem is, Joel, that the voters in Arizona, because of the control of the media, have no idea how John McCain votes. They don't realize he is the most liberal Republican in the United States Senate, that he has been pro-immigration, letting the illegal immigrants have amnesty. And then suddenly, when the election's coming up, he shifts his position, and they have no idea what he's been doing all this time, how he's been betraying American principles. And until we can reach the American people with the truth, until people who listen to programs like this across the country, not necessarily only ours, but the other programs, Alex Jones, Joyce Riley, the others, until we get enough people listening to alternative radio, nothing's going to change, because the reality is created by the media. They mold the minds of the people, and most of them honestly believe that John McCain is, is against illegal immigration, and it's a lie. They also believe he's a war hero, and in my estimation, he betrayed his fellow prisoners of war.
Well, absolutely. He's known for having championing the cause of anti-torture, and yet he was actually just shilling for the government, because when that he allowed that little one-line exception that the President of the United States can torture anybody if he views it as a threat to national security. You know, that one little line throws out his whole bill for torture, because in that one exception, everybody can fit inside if the government says so. Well, the establishment's pulling out all the stops to try to stop Sharon Angle in the Nevada challenge for Senator Reid's spot in the Senate. And a lot of big money is going to back Reid, including, interestingly enough, the former head of the Republican National Committee, who's in charge of the big lobbyists for the casino people. I mean, this just shows how corrupt the Republican Party and Democratic parties are. Here, when you have a Republican Party that claims to be for family values, and then the former chairman of it goes to work for the gaming casinos, it becomes their major lobby, and then starts funneling money to support Senate Majority Leader Reid, who's a Democrat. I mean, that shows that this guy was never a true Republican. He was a globalist sitting in the spot of Team A, and there's other globalists that are in the spot of Team B, the Democrats. So this is really something that people have to watch. Actually, there are some politicians who simply cannot be bought. The Ron Paul family is one of them, but Sarah Palin is not. I want to comment on what I believe is the crucial way in which Sarah Palin has been co-opted by the money issue in a quest for political power. There's an interesting piece that came out in Vanity Fair this week entitled "Palin in Private" by Michael Joseph Gross. Now, clearly, this is a hatchet job on Palin by a leftist, but I have to admit it was based mostly on truths that I've been able to confirm and have heard from other people. That she does have a real temper problem. She, and this is true with a lot of people, including George Bush, who in his office used the four-letter word every other word, and people who appear mild-mannered in public really have a dark side. And Palin has a temper, and she's become very, very spoiled in her desire for wealth and the perks, and she's gotten very, very used to having the perks of being a political celebrity. During her vice presidential candidate with John McCain, Palin, I believe, underwent a painful transition from principled libertarian to controlled Republican showgirl. She's being used now and doesn't see that all the attention the media is lavishing on her is intended not to promote her. Well, it's actually intended to promote her initially, but then to set her up for a fall. during the 2008 campaign. She started out by bucking the establishment, especially the McCain advisors that were clearly attempting to control her. But despite initial resistance to the fame, the fancy hotels, and the celebrity treatment, she eventually succumbed to the new lifestyle and learned to like it. I remember when she initially, you know, made that statement about, you know, the outrage that somebody had bought in the Republican National Committee a designer suit for her costing $700 or $800. She says, "I don't spend that much money on clothes the whole year." And, you know, and then they basically said to the staff, "We'll cut off the tag so she doesn't see the price, and she'll accept it." And then she began to accept it. And now she's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on clothes for herself and her family, and driving in, you know, a brand new Cadillac Escalade with tinted windows, and has a jet at her disposal, demands to go first class with the most expensive hotels, demands $150,000 for her speaking fees. I mean, she's learned to like the corrupt lifestyle of the wealthy, and I think it's very, very sad. But as Michael Gross points out, she's warm and effusive in public, but indifferent or angry in private. And this is the pattern of Palin's behavior towards people who make her life possible. One time aide said, you know, the people who have worked for her, they're broken, they're used, they feel stepped on, down in the dust. One aide recalled that he just, it was almost impossible to persuade Palin to take a moment to thank kitchen workers at fundraising dinners when they would go on tour. She just wasn't interested in anyone except the cameras or, you know, out there shaking hands. You know, the basic little courtesies that generally mean a lot to people. And the little guys working around political campaigns notice this. You know, if there's true sincerity in a candidate, they really tend to be very, very much in their camp. When they get slighted and they see that this is just a typical celebrity, they don't like
it. Hold that thought, Joel. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and hopefully subscribe to it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. Every week I try to analyze the news in light of what the media purposely omits from the news. People can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com.
And it's interesting, Joel has been featured on Alex Jones a couple of times recently and got a great response. I was really pleased to hear that Alex is having you on. I hope he will have you on a regular basis.
Well, it looks like it. He's also sending a film crew to have me be filmed for his upcoming documentary on the co-opting of the Tea Party movement, which is an area which I was able to discuss on air, and I have a lot of expertise on. In fact, that's the subject that we're talking about really now, is the sophistication within the Republican establishment of how they're trying to deal with the Tea Party movement.
And, of course, the whole idea is not to allow any real dissent. In other words, you want to have a Tea Party movement, fine. We'll lead it for you. But nobody is going to tell you that our two-party system is controlled by the same people, that there is an establishment. It goes back to the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a front for a secret society that's dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of this nation, to impoverishing our people and bringing about a one-world government and a one-world religion, and it is a subversive movement. And it permeates every aspect of our society, controls our media, and nobody is going to really put that out except people like Joel and myself and Alex. And, well, anyway, of course, before we go on, I just want to mention Joel has written three books. One, of course, is Strategic Relocation. The next is certainly the secure home.
Right, home? The secure home.
The secure home. And the third is
the secure home is my biggest book. It's over 700 pages, everything, high security construction of a home and at all different levels. It includes the design and construction of safe rooms and shelters. It covers the full range of self-sufficiency equipment from generators to wind power to solar. So it's a one-stop book, kind of the Bible of preparedness for people relative to how to secure your home against and make it operate during hard times.
And, of course, we carry all three of Joel's books. If you'd like to get them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we're heading into very difficult times. And once we get there, you're not going to have an opportunity to make preparations. Now is the time to prepare. Because the America we've known in the past is not going to exist in the future. Well, Joel, you go ahead.
It's kind of an insurance policy, Dr. Stan. While we fight for our liberty, and we, despite the rise of the Tea Party, where it looks as if they're going to continue to co-opt it, and even when the Republicans get back in power, if they do in this election or the next election, they never undo what the Democrats have done. I predict we'll never see an undoing of Obamacare fully. It might be a little bit of modification here, but the major core evil will continue. And that's why as we head for the and not only we have great risk of financial problems in this nation, which are not going to be solved by stimulus spending, we have these overloads of increasing socialism, and we have the threat of war coming up. So I think while we are fighting for our liberty, we have to be prepared for a takedown. And that's why many years ago I decided to concentrate my architectural career on designing safe and secure homes, and in the process of consulting with many people around the world how to find safe places within the U.S. too.
And
so going back to our...
Go right ahead.
So going back to our topic here, Gross says, you know, the intensity of Palin's temper was first described to me in such extreme terms that I couldn't help but wonder if it was an exaggeration, until I heard corroborating tales of outbursts dating back to her days as mayor of Wasilla and before. One friend of the Palins remembered an argument between Sarah and Todd that took all the canned goods out of the pantry, then proceeded to throw them at each other. By the time they'd got done, the stainless steel fridge behind Todd looked like it had got shot with a shotgun. She has a horrible temper, but it has gotten away with it because she's a pretty woman. Well, you see, these are the types of hatchet job things that are waiting for Palin and will become mainstream news once if she is allowed to get the presidential nomination for the Republicans. In other words, they are promoting people who will not be able to carry the mandate and have no desire to. They're self-promoting. They're too ambitious, and that's the problem. Even though Ron Paul has got a tremendous notoriety and has been in opposition to everything the media has wanted, they never like to see him get any play, and the powerful people do it begrudgingly whenever they have him on their show. But Sarah Palin, for example, I mean, when people like Hannity and O'Reilly, who are false conservatives pretending to champion our cause, you can always tell a false conservative because when a legitimate evidence of conspiracy rises up, they go out of the way to vilify the person who brings up true conspiratorial evidence. And that's the final proof in my mind that they're on the other side. But another sign is who's behind them when they're running for public office. Palin, for example, her stall of advisors is just full of neocons. William Kristol, head of the Weekly Standard, Fred Malek, a former aide to Presidents Richard Nixon and George H.W. Bush are advisors. Establishment lawyer Robert Barnett is the one who successfully managed her book contract, getting her over $10 million for her Going Rogue book. You know, it's a $7 million advance, but she's made more of that since then. Robert Barnett's his clients are Hillary Clinton and Dick Cheney and Tony Blair. What the devil is Sarah Palin doing in that camp? Worse yet, in terms of her actual foreign policy advisor, is lobbyist arch neocon Randy Scheuneman, director of the neoconservative think tank Project for the New American Century, which provided the theoretical new Pearl Harbor impetus for the government's false flag attack on the World Trade Center. So he advises Palin on foreign affairs, which explains, of course, her neocon positions supporting more wars of intervention. Palin's speechwriter is establishment Lindsey Hayes from the McCain camp, and it just goes on and on. She hasn't got a single person from our camp advising her. In short, life is very different for her now as was before, and I think she's been totally corrupted. Fox pays her over $1 million a year for her pat phrase filled commentary broadcast from a studio they built in her home. She still gets, of course, six figures for her speaking fees, and guarantees that most principal Tea Partiers who are poor can rarely attend and afford to attend. But, you know, bringing the big money crowd also brings in the establishment Republican crowd to water down the Tea Party support so that when it comes to having so that the Tea Party becomes more divisive over time. In other words, you get mainstream Republicans coming in and outvoting the people who started the Tea Party movement, and that's what's happening.
I thought that your comment you made late yesterday afternoon was really so apropos. There are two factions in the Tea Party movement. One is the Sarah Palin faction, and the other, of course, is the Ron Paul faction. And the Ron Paul faction is the one that espouses liberty. Sarah Palin, unfortunately, has been compromised.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, I guess, this morning. This is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about the section of my brief where I cover understanding the Tea Party base. And it's very important to understand that there is a split within the Tea Party base naturally from the very beginning. Two major factions within those that started the Tea Party movement. There was the Ron Paul faction and the faction that is not necessarily Sarah Palin's faction, but what I would call the constitutional religious conservative faction. The libertarian conservative faction is the one that is mostly circled around Ron Paul. Now, they're both very displeased with what government has become and want a strong reduction in the power of the federal government, including non-intervention foreign policy. Both want to return to strict construction of the Constitution, according to the Founding Fathers. But they differ on various technical aspects of practical liberty and its application to consenting adults and non-religious persons. Libertarian conservatives around Ron Paul, although most of them actually are religious people, unlike the libertarians with a capital L, which generally are not religious people. In fact, there's a major homosexual factor in the libertarians with a capital L that is quite distinct from libertarians who don't actually vote for the Libertarian Party. Libertarian is more a philosophy, a real laissez-faire philosophy, and it also goes beyond what they feel is the Constitution's black hole of states' rights. Meaning, the traditional conservatives, looking at the Constitution as a perfect document, don't seem to be bothered by the fact that states aren't covered by the Bill of Rights. States can violate people's fundamental rights. It's true that they didn't start out doing that, but actually they became a real problem. And that's one of the reasons why the federal government got so much power, is because the states went wild, starting state churches and monopoly corporations. They even issued an extermination order in Missouri about the Mormon religious faction, and that was still on the books till 1976, by the way. But those are the types of egregious violations of fundamental rights that states were guilty of, and people looked, obviously, to the federal government to come in and stop the states. Well, libertarians don't trust states' rights as a defense as a bulwark of defense. To them, local tyranny is no better than federal tyranny, especially even though it's a little bit easier to fight against. Libertarians also defend the right of people to corrupt themselves, even though they don't condone it, as consenting adults, if the consenting adults don't violate anyone else's fundamental rights. In contrast, religious conservatives feel strongly about the nation's Christian heritage, and some want that recognition mandated, or at least partially permitted by government. Some also want to return to the days when government enforced Christian mandates against drunkenness, adultery, homosexuality, drug use, and other moral commandments. And in contrast, Ron Paul, for example, who's a very religious person, doesn't wear his religion on the sleeve, and he feels, and I think rightly so, that we can defend religion without forcing people to accept the Christian heritage or forcing people to accept even God as a precondition for being citizens and for being a part of the body politic. And I think, frankly, that he's done a very, very good job. The parties that wear the religion on their sleeve tend to scare independents who don't particularly like organized religion. They may be good moral people. But there's a lot of our conservatives out there that don't like organized religion because it's gotten a bad name with a lot of the big wealthy churches and really don't have much of the spirit of God in them. And so that's the basic difference between these two. Now, there's been kind of a truce in the sense that they really don't haven't attacked each other over these issues. But eventually, if they got power within a particular party, we would see those differences come out. And I think that's one of the reasons why Glenn Beck went to the extent to talk about the need of rallying together and putting aside the small differences to make sure that we win the big battle first before those small differences. One thing that I've always said, which I think is a truism in political science, is that it only takes one thing to unite liberals to work together, and it only takes one thing to divide conservatives, because we are more, conservatives tend to be more ideological, more strict, especially the more fundamentalist one's religion, the more strict we are about what's right and what's wrong. And so it only takes one violation of those strict standards to cause us to have a schism between people, and that's what has kept the conservative movement for so long divided. But, when the battle gets very big and the enemy gets very big and large, like Obama, it becomes pretty easy to unite the conservatives. The trouble is when we get into office or appear to with someone like George Bush, who's a false conservative, or what the establishment's trying to do in putting Newt Gingrich in front of people as he's the Rudolph Giuliani of this upcoming election. He's the establishment ploy who's trying to get back in the good graces of religious conservatives ever since he betrayed his wife and all of his constituency and his so-called contract with America, which he had no intention of fulfilling. I mean, this guy Newt Gingrich is a real problem. Ultimately, Stan, I feel strongly that because of Sarah Palin's weaknesses, if they cause her to get the Republican nomination, I'm convinced that they're going to destroy her in the campaign and allow Barack Obama to have another 4 years. If they put Newt Gingrich in, that means the Republicans are going to switch and Obama will be a one-term president.
And I think people need to understand that Newt Gingrich is an immoral man. He's a New Ager. He is a globalist. He is everything that is the antithesis of what the Republican Party supposedly stands for. And yet, of course, he consistently has a good press.
Well, another major topic in today's World Affairs Brief is the Obama's very stilted propaganda speech. They continue to praise him as a great communicator, but he's got this clipped, chopped word style that is just irritating the more people listen to it, the way of lecturing to people and cutting short his words. Orators never read teleprompters like he does in that very stiff way. They vary their pace and their volume as appropriate. Obama, of course, looks more like a puppet than a president, and as you and I both know, he is.
Well, we're going to have to, we're out of time, but I think that's such an important point. Barack Obama is a puppet. He is the man. He is controlled by the trilateralists, globalists. Behind him, they consist of his staff, the people who advise him every day. He does exactly what he's told. Joel, thanks very much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
My pleasure, Stan.
God bless. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our weekly conversations with Joel. It gives you an opportunity to think the things through, to understand what's going on. The split in the Tea Party, the Sarah Palin globalist part, and here's a woman who's getting $1 million a year for Fox commentary. I got $7 or $8 million for her books. Certainly, unfortunately, she's been compromised. And then, of course, you've got the Ron Paul faction, certainly a libertarian faction, but the idea is basically of getting back to our Constitution and preserving our freedom. Ron Paul understands the globalist movement. He understands the secret movement that's out there. But, of course, because he wants to avoid getting labeled as somebody who believes in a conspiracy and they'll attack him, why he avoids certain subjects. But all in all, he's doing a great job, and we should be very grateful to him. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you care about freedom? Would you like to become involved? You're going to have to be involved one way or the other. You'll either stand up and be counted and perhaps be persecuted or even killed for taking a stand, or you're going to lose your freedom and possibly die on your knees. Which would you prefer? Well, I'd prefer standing. We've been doing it for 48 years now. And I'm more encouraged than I've ever been because more and more people are waking up. First of all, to understand what's going on, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you don't have the funds to buy the DVD or don't want to purchase it, why, you can watch it on our website for nothing at RadioLiberty.com. Just go down to DVDs or videos, and it's the first one on the list. You can find so much there in the DVDs that we offer you for nothing. You would listen to our program 9 hours a day. Part of it's, of course, rebroadcast, but there's 4 hours a day live. You can go ahead and read our newsletters, go back over 10 years, and they'll tell you exactly what's going on. There is a secret society. It's founded in the occult. There are people who are dedicated to the worship of Lucifer, and they're working at the highest levels of our government. And there you know more than most people across our nation. Now, you can get involved in this battle, certainly, by getting other people listening, getting them informed. You need, of course, to see the three DVD series on the secret mystery of America's beginning. There you can get them all together, or you can get them separately. You can see the DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, how the Luciferian movement permeates the music industry today. And then, of course, we want to remind you about our October 17th all-day seminar. We're bringing in speakers from across the country, and as always, I think it'll be excellent. We'll be serving lunch. You'll need reservations. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But if you want to be involved in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. Why? You're going to have to get involved, and you're going to have to do it yourself. Don't look to some leader, because there's no leader out there that's going to save this nation. It's going to have to be millions of Americans working, telling their neighbors, telling their friends, warning that we're moving towards an economic collapse, warning that we're moving towards a World War III, warning that we're moving towards a dictatorship in America, and it's all being mediated not by people in Mecca or in Saudi Arabia or in Riyadh or certainly in Tehran or in Moscow or Beijing or a cave in Pakistan. It's being mediated by the Council on Foreign Relations at 5068 Street in New York City, by the Trilateral Commission, by the people of great wealth who hate America, who want a one-world government and a one-world religion. Until Monday at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.